Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Arion is that switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit Arion to get started.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. This week, broadcasting from the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives in Des Moines, Iowa. And with me across the table is Jerry Feeney. Jerry Feeney is the Director of Smart Justice for the Los Angeles Area Chamber of Commerce. Now, think about that for just a minute. In Des Moines, Iowa, comes Los Angeles. Jerry, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
When you walked up and you introduced yourself as we sat here doing some recording for some other guests, you indicated that you were with a group called Smart Justice with the L.A. Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, we had your mayor, Mayor Garcetti, on the Business News Hour a couple of months ago, which is, that was a highlight. I mean, what an engaged guy he is. And when I saw this, I thought, what the heck is Smart Justice? So let's get into it. What is it?
Absolutely. So Smart Justice is, one, an initiative within the L.A. Area Chamber of Commerce and with ACCE, the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives. But it's really designed to look at the current criminal justice system and how much smart it lacks, how much smart it isn't. And we're looking at it and we're saying, hey, wait a minute, let's take a different look at our system that's meant, it's intended to correct, but in many cases it does not correct, and it just feeds a perpetual cycle of incarceration, and which ultimately deducts from our GDP as a country. So we're really doing some incredible things here in Los Angeles, and we're really trying to spread it out through our network nationwide.
All right. I will tell you what I know about this. I know that there have been initiatives about banning a box and making sure that recidivism doesn't happen, but at the same time, many HR directors are risk-averse, so they say, look, if you've got something on your record, we ain't hiring you because this could be problems. Yet, we have unemployment rates at almost near historical low levels, and yet thousands of people, just in this state alone, in Iowa, are underemployed or unemployed because they've got a blemish on their record. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, absolutely. And there's so many areas where we can help. I really look at it as, hey, we're either part of the problem or part of the solution. And those are great points you made. I think, you know, the fact that we have a very low unemployment rate, we have a very high crime rate, and it's not necessarily crime. In all cases, some individuals are just, you know, accused of a crime, but there are individuals who just have been convicted of a criminal record. And we're not always saying, hey, whether you ban the box or don't ban the box, let's give these people a shot to reenter society. Because if they have no job, no opportunity, and be it no hope, what are the odds and what's the other alternative for that person? He's going to go back, he or she may go back to a life of crime and will just stay there in and out of jail. And the cost of putting someone in jail is much more than putting someone through college. Surprisingly.
Yeah, and we're seeing that all over the place. We just had some numbers come out about what it takes to incarcerate someone at the Iowa penitentiary here, and it's significantly higher than a four-year degree.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so what are we doing? All right, so let's talk about SMART. What are you doing? What mechanisms have you got in place or that you're talking about in Los Angeles that will help to re-entry some of these individuals?
Well, a great question, and I'm happy to share that. We approach it on three levels. One level is systems change, one level is program, and the other level is policy. So the systems change example that I can share with you now is a program we have with the Los Angeles County Workforce and Development Unit, And they've actually partnered up with our Smart Justice group to place 100 interns with youth between the ages of 18 and 24 with employers on a paid internship for 2 months. So Los Angeles County will subsidize internship costs for these individuals to work for an employer for 2 months. And through that, they'll gain valuable experience. The employer gets free labor. The employer also gets immunity, so there's no risk from a from any kind of lawsuit, or you know, if something happens on the job, the company is immune. However, they are responsible for the basic injuries, things like that, right? They have to have their basic insurance. But
as far as costing the company any disastrous fault. If someone commits some kind of a crime or something, at what level are you putting people back into the workforce? I mean, at what level of criminality?
Sure, and that's another good question. So we're taking this group of people, let's say the 100 people that we're looking at where they are on a scale from, let's say, one of three levels. One of them is they're ready to work, they're work ready. The next level down is that they are ready for training. So they're, let's say that's level two. Level three, they're not quite ready for either yet because they have other issues that need to be addressed. So they may have addiction issues, substance abuse issues. They may have financial issues. So they may need to get some of their basic level of affairs in order to move up to the next level. So we're vetting these candidates. And again, you'd be surprised at the level of talent and the level of engagement that's out there, and that's just untapped. So we believe that the ultimate goal for this program is that the employers would get some guided interaction with these individuals and say, hey, you know what? This guy's a quality person, and he deserves a second chance, he or she.
We have an interesting program that's here in the Midwest, and it's with Iowa and Wisconsin, and this is a program where individuals who have hired former convicts, and then the convicts themselves, where they are awarded a fantastic public relations. It's an effort to raise up the fact that there are people who have changed their ways, who want to get back into the workforce, and then celebrate the employer and the employee by saying, look, this works. So this does happen, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It does work. I mean, there's some scare tactics out there with some very rare and extreme cases that scare us enough to say, no, we should just forget this whole thing. But the reality is, and the most common outcome is that a person given the opportunity will then flourish, and it's better for the community, better for the individual, better for the employer. And, you know, in reality, I mean, these are people who have made mistakes. They've paid the price for their crime because the judge who we elect actually tells them, hey, you got to do this much time. Once you do it, you're ready to re-enter society. But instead, they get a collateral consequence, which is now you can't get a job because of that. And so it kind of feeds the cycle. But opening up opportunity is life-giving, you know.
It is Jerry Feeney, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry is with the Los Angeles Area Chamber of Commerce, and we're talking about something called Smart Justice. What's been the driver of this, Jerry? Has the low unemployment levels, has this been where employers are going, hey, we got to find somebody to work here? Has that been, was that the genesis of this?
You know, that was one of the ways it came to be. As you see on my business card there, we're focused on education and workforce development, talent development, talent excellence. And so it was one of the issues that we found that were there was a low talent pool that many employers encountered. And they said, where else can we look? And we started saying, wait a minute, we've got here in the U.S., we've got 4% of global population. But we also have 25% of global prison population.
Oh my,
so
yeah.
We've got way too many people in there. We got to get them back out. And many of these people are just going back in these cycles of returning and returning. And it's like, let's get them out. Get them on a different track. So there was some policy change in California. Prop 47 is one example where they started looking at ways to just kind of help people get back into society and look at some of these issues that are plaguing our communities. So it wasn't, I'd say, an organic growth and organic interest from a personal level. Me myself, I've been with the chamber for about very very recently, joined about a month ago.
Yeah. Wow, and they send you to Des Moines, right?
Exactly.
Get the hell out of here. We want to send you to Des Moines.
Yeah, let's get the new guy out there. So they got me out here. But I previously was with DHL Global Forwarding, worked in global transportation for about 20 years. Also, just a great career path for me. But I started volunteering with the chamber on these some of these events about a couple years ago. That's when I first learned about the fact that the chambers were getting engaged. I thought that was interesting. I was like, I didn't realize chambers cared about these issues. And when I found out, I was very interested. And I'm also very interested from a personal level because I myself was incarcerated as a youth. So I was actually arrested first time when I was 12 years old. Some different crimes that, you know, growing up in a single parent household just kind of plagued me. I ended up finding camaraderie on the streets, getting in and out of, you know, crime. And I was fortunate enough to get my GED while I was in juvenile hall. I also had an older sister who had always been a proponent of education, and she pushed me to get my college degree, got my business degree. I had some tattoos that were visible while wearing a shirt. I was able to get help removing those from organizations. Since then, I've been able to travel the world. I've been able to raise a family. I'm married, have two beautiful kids, beautiful wife. Really happy
so
now.
So you
with
know. You got it. I mean, you lived that life for a short period of time, got your life back together, and had not someone taken a shot on you, your chances to be in the system would have increased substantially.
Absolutely. I look at my life in retrospect, and I think, you know, if I hadn't had a job, a career path that was promising, that offered some potential, I could have easily been back to where I started from, which was, an incarcerated youth that's on a continued cycle. And I've seen a lot of my friends, my former friends, stuck in those cycles as well. And it's very sad because you can either go the route of optimism and just life-giving routes versus the other option, which is just staying in the streets, staying in crime. And so given the option, I mean, it's clear for us here, right? But many people on the street, they don't really see the hope in finding a career path. So they say, I'll just stick with what I'm doing here because there's no better options.
Jerry, and I don't mean to get personal, but just seeing how you opened up about this, I've got to ask the question, what was the switch that turned your life?
You know, there was a couple things. I guess for me personally, one of my things is my faith. So I really do believe in just doing the right thing. And it's taken a while for me to kind of learn my lesson and pay my dues. But I have, and ultimately just really really looking at my life and life is short. Right? And yeah. I looked at my life and I said, I want to make my life mean something. And so having those opportunities, having a sister that really cared about me and pushed me to go to school, finding my wife, someone I really loved and helped me to inspire me to do great things, really drove me away from that lifestyle.
Jerry, that's a great, when you walked up and you just came up and you saw the equipment sitting here in the broadcast area, and you walked up and you said, hey, can I sit here and visit with you about this smart justice? And I'm going, what the, not many people have the guts to just come out and say, hey, I'd like to talk to you about a story. I've got a story. And I really am so impressed by your story. How long has Smart Justice been around?
It's been around for about 4 years, okay. So it's somewhat new.
So you got a little bit of a track record.
Sure.
How's it going?
It's going well. We're getting more engagement now with employers. We're getting more funding than ever before. There's so much opportunity. I'm extremely excited about it.
Good stuff. His name is Jerry Feeney, ladies and gentlemen. He is with the Los Angeles area Chamber of Commerce. They sent him to Des Moines. How about that?
It's lovely this time of year.
It is. Jerry, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you and appreciate the attention you've given me here.